Ross Age Stadium. But the one thing that stays the same, and I think if you're an opposing player, I think you could feed off of it. I'll ask you, Mark, as an opposing player here, you know, those fans are right up against you. It's one of the tighter quarters that you'll find in the Big Ten Conference. I imagine people would call you guys everything but human beings. Huh?
Yeah, it's this in Iowa, I always remember, is those fans are right on. You got the brick wall sitting there, and you know, things can get gnarly, but there is just nothing better. Everybody loves playing at home. It's easier, but there is nothing better than when you can come into somebody else's stadium, take everybody flipping you off when you're coming in, eggs firing at the bus and everything else, people dog cussing you the entire game, and then when you can shut them up, man, that is fun. And the players will let them hear about it, and then they got to run out of here with their tails between the legs. That's the goal, but you have to go do it, and that's the challenge tonight for our guys.
The storylines from the respective campuses, Purdue's trying to beat Wisconsin for the first time in a couple of decades. Luke Fickell's message to his team is Purdue's the reigning Big Ten West champs. The road to it goes through West Lafayette, so you get your energy where you need to get it from. The Boilermakers have been hearing it for a long time about the Wisconsin dominance, but the fact is it was Purdue representing the West last December in the Big Ten championship game. And with that, let's move on to our keys to tonight's game, presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2024 Chevy Trax. Well, the captain obvious key to the game would be to get off to a good start, something we have talked about but has yet to happen. If there was a magic formula, Luke Fickell would have used it, every coach in America. But I guess the bottom line, Mark, is that you can't afford these slow starts anymore. They got away with it in two of the three games, but now in league play, you just can't have it.
You can't, and it was really telling out in Pullman, Washington, you know, the first road game. You have to understand when you go on the road, you have to have things cleaned up, and you can't sit back and wait. I think this team, there's been too much kind of feeling it out, and you know, and if you talk to the coaches, they'll tell you the same thing. They're trying to figure things out too. How can we, because you want to get off to a fast start. So the big thing is, if you can make a big play, special team set the tone, someone make a big play, get that energy, because it does feel like a lot of times the Wisconsin Badgers are kind of feeling their way around. You can't do that on the road, and you especially can't do it in Big Ten play tonight.
Well, the other obvious storyline from the Wisconsin fan base is a way to get Agent Zero going early. We mentioned in the first half last week, now the Badgers only ran 16 plays in the first half against Georgia Southern, eight runs, eight passes. Braylon Allen had four carries for 16 yards. His first four carries of the second half went for 57. Luke Fickell has talked about wanting to get Braylon 18 carries per game. The total touches are almost identical through three games this year as opposed to last year, but fewer handoffs. I'll be curious to see if he doesn't get some handoffs earlier in this game just to try to get him going. Don't know if we'll see it, but I'm kind of curious to find out.
Yeah, and I really felt like last week, it almost felt like hang around, all right, enough. That's what it felt like in that third quarter, and Braylon Allen was the catalyst for that. But Braylon can only do so much. I thought the fellas up front is what changed the complexion of that game, especially the interior guys really moving people, getting Braylon Allen moving north and south. It's not just about throwing him swing passes. He is a guy you need to, as we said last week, lather up. His touches put pressure on defenses and see how many times that safety want to come down and burrow his head in there when Agent Zero is coming at him.
Captain's meeting at midfield. Jeff Cervinski, the referee.
This is the head, and that is the tail. What is your call? Heads is the call. It is a head. Wisconsin, you want to defer your choice?
So there you go. Wisconsin will defer and choose to play defense first here to start this game. So the Badgers will kick off from our right to our left. Purdue moving north to south in quarter number one before the Badgers kick. Let's send it down on the field and say hello to our sideline reporter, Patrick Herve.
What a great night for football. Love the Friday Night Lights atmosphere. Beautiful evening. No chance of rain. No wind to speak of. Natural grass. Really good showing here of Badger Red, as you could imagine. It always is when the Badgers travel in the Big Ten, particularly a nice drivable distance like West Lafayette. You guys talked about the keys to the game, and I want to elaborate on two of them. The fast start, certainly it's been belabored a lot, but here's one stat that they really want to change. It's opening drives offensively. So far this season, in their three games, they have one total first down on their opening drives, and it was against Buffalo when they had 14 yards of offense before punting. It was a three and out against Washington State and a three and out against Georgia Southern. This coaching staff has talked about how do we instill urgency. So in this game, Purdue's going to receive the ball first. That's their chance to instill urgency, make a statement on defense, return the ball to their offense, and get this crowd quieted down from the start.
All righty, we settle in. Jack Van Dyke set to kick off. Badgers in the traveling white unis and the cardinal pants, cardinal trim. Purdue going old gold and black, the black unis, little throwback look, the Drew Brees era. Tyrone Tracy and Dylan Downing are deep for the Boilermakers. Tracy brought one back 98 yards for a touchdown in the season opener against Fresno State. As we are ready to roll at 100-year-old Ross Age Stadium in West Lafayette, Indiana. Van Dyke with the kick in the air. High end over end. Tracy will catch a yard deep coming out right side five. He is to the 10 and brought down shy of the 15-yard line. Preston Zachman will finish. Good work on the kick coverage unit as Purdue will start in a hole to begin the game. Grover Bortolotti leading the way on the kick coverage team for Wisconsin.
Yeah, you talk about fast start, and you know, when you defer special teams, you think, well, 20-25 yard line, here you go, you get them started, you pin them down inside the 15. Now the defense can set that tone. Doesn't always have to be offense that gets the fast start. Let's see this defense make a big stand here early.
And it is Tyrone Tracy getting the call at running back, the former wide receiver. He'll catch his share of passes. They say it can be a physical runner. Deion Burks wide left, motions right for the Purdue 14-yard line. Rolling right, throwing right is Hudson Card. He gets his redshirt freshman tight end, Max Clare, who was hit right away by Jake Cheney at the 15-yard line of the near side. A gain of one on the first play from scrimmage.
Yeah, a little misdirection, trying to get the quarterback out in space. Nice job by Cheney at just following his lead, going down, making a quick tackle, not letting anything after the catch.
They'll go empty in the backfield now. Tracy wide right. Now he motions into the backfield to the right of the quarterback, Hudson Card. Two receivers left, one on the right. Second and nine. Back to throw Card. Time in the pocket. Looks, flips, left side. High pass incomplete. Intended for Garrett Miller, the tight end. Fifth-year senior just buzzed through his hands a little high. Catchable, it looked like, but did not bring it down. So it's third and nine for the Boilermakers at their 15.
Yeah, Wisconsin brought Cheney from his inside linebacker spot. Purdue actually did a really nice job of picking up that blitz, giving Card a lot of time to throw, just sailed it high.
Third and nine Boilermakers at their 15-yard line. DJ Sheffield slot left, motions right, now bust back the other way. On third and nine, snap the Card. Badgers bring in four. Pressure up the middle from Cheney. Card pulls it down. He can run. Weaves across the 15. Up across the 20-yard line and brought down by James Thompson Jr. at the 21-yard line. That's 3 yards short of the first down. Card is pretty good using his feet, but is 3 yards short there as the Boilermakers forced to punt.
Again, brought Cheney, and the running back picked him up, flushing him out, and a nice job of forcing Card to kind of do a little juke move, and that allowed him to not pick up that first down. And that fast start we were hoping for, the defense held up its end of the bargain.
Jack Ansell is on the punt. Chimray DK deep at the Wisconsin 39-yard line. Snap to Ansell, steps up, and the kick is end over end. DK will signal for the fair catch, and he'll make it inside the 40-yard line, Wisconsin territory. That was a 41-yard punt. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. A minute and a half gone by, no score. Tanner Mordecai in the Wisconsin offense taking the field for the first time tonight.
Would love some quick throws. Just get in a tempo and a rhythm, because everybody's talking fast start. The three and outs, that's what you have to avoid, and getting some positive yardage on first down. That always helps when you're trying to pick up first downs.
Badgers move right to left as we view it in the first quarter. First and 10, Wisconsin at the Badgers 38-yard line. Braylon Allen gets the call at running back to the right of Mordecai. Three receivers right, one on the left. First down handoff. Allen lowers the pads, bangs his way across the 40 and up to the 44-yard line. Malik Langan on the defensive line up to make the hit. They'll mark at the 43 and a gain of 5 for Braylon Allen on the Badgers' first play from scrimmage.
Talk about setting the tone. That's just a simple zone play. Malman, right tackle, did a really nice job of moving his guy. Braylon just kind of cut off, went straight up, picked up 5.
Will Pauling, slot left. Jim Ray DK, wide left. Pauling starts in motion to the right. Mordecai will feed Braylon again. Slams off the left side across the 45-yard line and leans to the first down marker, which is the 48-yard line. So the first two snaps, they feed the big fella, and Braylon Allen gets Wisconsin a first down.
Yeah, no penetration. The boys up front did a nice job just covering their men up, giving Braylon a little bit of space, and then Braylon, really, you see him moving the pile, picking up a couple extra yards. Good start here.
Aiden Rucci, wing on the left side, Pauling and DK to the left. Rising Green to the right. High snap on first down. Play fake. Mordecai looking around. Pulls it down. He'll run at 45 and started the slide at the 48-yard line. Got right back to the line of scrimmage. Again, not a great shotgun snap there. But Mordecai kept his poise, and the Badgers have a second and 10 at their 48.
Yeah, we see the snap from Bordolini. Sometimes it flutters a little bit. That time put a little pepper on it. But what I noticed, Braylon Allen did a great job picking up the linebackers, stayed mirrored, and allowed Mordecai to pick up a couple.
Rucci and DK to the left. Will Pauling slot to the right. Bryson Green wide to the right. Braylon Allen to the right of the quarterback, Tanner Mordecai. Mordecai takes the snap. Purdue rushing 3. Tanner zips it to the right side. That's caught by Will Pauling inside the 40-yard line of Purdue. Cam Allen will take him out of bounds at the 39 of the Boilermakers. Good pitch and catch there. And a first down for the Badgers into Purdue territory.
Oh, great job up front, as you probably aren't surprised. Big-time pocket there for Mordecai to step up. Let that route develop. Pauling broke it off beautifully. Nicely thrown, but great job up front.
13-yard connection. First and 10, Wisconsin at the Purdue 39-yard line. Pauling slot to the right, Green wide right. DK to the left. Pauling starts in motion to the left. Mordecai takes the snap. He'll give it to Allen. Room off the left edge. Trying to slip a tackle attempt, and he does. Penalty markers fly. Could be a face mask here as Allen taken down at the 35-yard line of Purdue.
Yep, big-time face mask. Everybody, there's a bunch of yellow laundry down in the field. Going to pick up another 15.
Jeff Servinsky is the referee.
Personal foul. Face mask. Defense number one. The 15-yard penalty is added to the end of the run. Includes an automatic first down.
Patrick, what do you have?
A tough run there from Allen. He actually ran off the field there. Looked a little bit gingerly. I don't know if that's a normal rotation for Malusi to come in, but I'm sure Purdue doesn't mind seeing him on the bench. In first two career games for him, he's averaging 9 yards per carry against Purdue. 253 yards in two games. Already a good start tonight.
Badgers at the Purdue 20-yard line after that penalty, so Malusi is in there right now. Will Pauling out slot to the right. Mordecai gets him organized, and includes getting Rucci to flip to the left wing. On first and 10, Mordecai, take that penalty markers fly as a infraction coming up here against Wisconsin.
Ball start. Offense, number 79. 5-yard penalty. First down.
They'll get the left tackle, Jack Nelson, there. Looked like the Badgers were not quite organized there up front, or as an offense in general, getting it lined up right. So it's a first and 15 now, Wisconsin, at the 25 of Purdue.
Yeah, Rucci kind of back in the backfield and moved him to the right, moved him to the left. It was a little bit clunky, and Jack just got a little anxious there to get moving. Started a little bit too early.
A little more than 4 minutes gone by, no score. Badgers with a threat. Pauling, slot to the right. Mordecai takes the snap. He'll give it to Malusi. Room off the right edge. 25 to the 20. Malusi up the right hash marks inside the 15, down to the 14-yard line. And the Badgers in business. Second down and 4. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers.
Great job by Nelson, logging his guy, giving him a bunch of space on the edge.
Braylon Allen back in there. Mordecai back to throw. Time in the pocket. Look, zips it over the middle, and it is broken up. Incomplete. Intended for Hayden Rucci at about the 1-yard line. Sanusi Kane out of the secondary breaks it up, and it's third down and 4, Wisconsin, at the 14-yard line of Purdue.
Boy, the line of scrimmage has been won big time so far. Mordecai, all kinds of time, but actually moving his feet, shuffling, and allowed Rucci to break open there. Nice job by Purdue of batting that ball away.
Third down and 4, Wisconsin, at the Purdue 14-yard line. Pauling, Rucci, and DK tight to the left. Bryson Green out to the right. Mordecai takes a snap. He'll give it to Braylon off the rather. Mordecai keeps it running left to the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Oh, a beautiful fake. They were geared toward Agent Zero, and Tanner Mordecai says, I got this. And the Badgers are first on the board.
Great read there by Mordecai. I don't know if that was actually the way it was designed, but everybody moved with Braylon Allen. Mordecai held it. The entire Purdue linebacking core went flushed hard to the right. And Mordecai, that's as easy of a walk-in tutter as you're going to see.
He continues to show his ability to run with the football as Nathaniel Vakos with the extra point. It is in the air, and it is good. A nice start for the Wisconsin Badgers. Recapping the scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 8 plays, 62 yards, took 3 minutes and 25 seconds. We will take a break here in Rossage Stadium. 10:05 left of the first quarter. Wisconsin 7, Purdue nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
At Menards, save big money with 11% off everything. Update your home with Great Lakes vinyl plank flooring. Heritage has a realistic wood grain look and is durable and waterproof, making it perfect for whatever life throws at it. It's easy to install and has added comfort with an attach pad. Heritage vinyl plank is only $3.29 a square foot after 11% rebate. Good through September 24th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Badger football fans, great tackling can happen off the gridiron too. Rough trail ahead, tough to-do lists. In a Chevy truck, you can tackle any challenge that comes your way. There's Silverado, a legend in strength, capability, and technology. Or Colorado, with a durable, fully boxed frame and powerful engine choices to help you work smarter and play harder. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
Celebrate homecoming with the Wisconsin Badgers at Camp Randall Stadium. Now is your chance to be there when the Badgers take the field on October 7th against Rutgers. With multiple sold-out games this season, it's time to act fast and lock in your spot for game day. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Wisconsin football also brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Good start for the Badgers. Tanner Mordecai, a 14-yard run, 7-0 Wisconsin. Patrick, a little energy there in this offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, this offensive line is very cerebral. They don't react a whole lot, show a lot of emotion, but they came to the bench fired up, and the guys on the bench reacted the same way. I think they knew what they just accomplished on that first drive, and that's echoing what Tausch said about dominating that line of scrimmage. They're feeling themselves right now.
All right, Jack Van Dyke set to kick off. Dylan Downing, Tyrone Tracy deep for the Boilermakers. Van Dyke on the run up, and the kick is away. Waiting for it is Tracy, and he'll catch at the goal line, right side 5 to the 10, cutting outside 15-yard line, and again the Badgers take care of him shy of the 20-yard line. This is a very dangerous return man. We mentioned Tyrone Tracy, but two returns, not much in the early going here tonight.
No, you want to talk about complementary football and starting fast. And, you know, with Patrick just talking about the O-line, you want to avoid listening to a lot of outside noise, but sometimes it can be used as fuel. Everybody was talking about the O-line and the slow starts. That's why that means a lot, because that 8-play drive, 6 rushes for 49 yards. That is physical starting football.
Devin Mockaby in at running back now on first down. Faking in his card, throwing left side. Max Clair, the catch hit right away by Jason Maitre and Preston Zachman, and driven back. And they got on him right away. They will get in progress to the 24-yard line on a gain of 5. Second down and 5 for the Boilermakers.
Yeah, when you play spread them out football teams that want to be, you know, get the ball to their athletes in space, It's all right, but make sure they pay for it when they do. That was a nice job by Wisconsin.
Three receivers right, one on the left. Huckabee, the running back, shifts to the left of the quarterback. Card back to throw over the middle. Pass caught by Deion Burks, and he is tossed down. Should be a first down, just shy of the 30-yard line, maybe right at the 30. Burks, the redshirt sophomore. And it's a first down for the Boilermakers at their 30-yard line. 9:15 left first quarter, 7-0 Wisconsin. Purdue comes out, trips to the right as they pick up the tempo. Card takes a snap. He'll feed Maccabee running to the left. Breaks through, flag down, 35-40. Maccabee, 45, still up across midfield into Wisconsin territory. But a penalty marker back at the line of scrimmage.
Bring her back. Bring her back. We'll tackle out on the edge. Of course, it's a holding call, Matt.
Offense, number 75. 10-yard penalty, first down.
And we'll get your thoughts. Yeah, that, I think that one you had to call.
Yeah, and that's the worst kind, too, because you're feeling yourself falling. So you're not only get pancaked by the defensive lineman, you also get a penalty thrown in your face. That's one of those you just hopefully the video dude didn't see it, and it's not on the game film tomorrow.
I'm guessing it will be. Wipes out a 24-yard run for Maccabee. Instead, it's first and 20 for the Boilermakers back at their 20-yard line. Deion Burks wide to the left. He is against Alexander Smith. Three receivers to the right. Knee-high, snap the card. Back to throw. Badgers bring in four. Card trying to weave out of traffic. Keeps the play alive across the 20, 25-yard line. Gio Paez spins him down at the 26-yard line. Card on the scramble, good for six. Second down and 14 for the Boilermakers.
Wisconsin ran a nice little stunt. You brought the C.J. Getz came across, kind of looped around, and then he missed Card, but good pursuit by everybody else. Paez did a nice job of chasing down and limiting the game.
Paez and Ben Barton, the defensive lineman right now for Wisconsin. Second down and 14, Purdue from its own 26-yard line. Slot right, slot left. Card takes the snap. Badgers rushing four. Card looking, checks it down, catching Maccabee right side. Matry closes, brings him down with help from Ricardo Hallman at the 24-yard line. No gain on the play as the Badgers really rallying to the football in these early minutes. It's third down and six for the Boilermakers.
Yeah, what you're seeing is a lot of open field tackling, and you're seeing a ton of red pants, white jerseys flocking to the football.
Let me correct myself here. They mark at the 23. It's third down and 17 for the Boilermakers at their own 23-yard line. Three receivers left and one on the right. And that holding penalty got Purdue behind the sticks on this set of downs. Play clock is at five. Three receivers left, one on the right. Card gets the snap. Badgers rushing four. Card steps up. He'll run it. 20, 25. Card 30, 35. And started the slide. Another penalty marker down, though, in the backfield. He started the slide at the 38, which is 2 yards short of the stick. Well, Purdue hurt itself with turnovers. And here's the call.
Bring her back. Bring her back.
Not only did Purdue hurt itself with turnovers last week, it committed 11 penalties. It would be fourth and two if they turn this down. Here's the call.
Holding offense, number 63. 10-yard penalty. Third down.
Yeah, you want to just keep backing them up and then see if you can get yourself a turnover here. 7:03 left in the quarter. First quarter, 7-0 Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's doing a nice job of putting pressure on Card, and he's forcing some holding penalties. That's two on this drive, and you just keep pushing back, and you're right.
Third and 27, and they'll just go ahead and run it with Dylan Downing there crashing over the right side. That's the surrender flag on that series.
Let them hear it, Purdue.
Yep, we're going to go ahead and punt it. And the thousands of offensive coordinators are not happy here in West Lafayette.
Yeah, but you're right, Matt, when you're saying that. Those are the positions when you're sitting there. You know, offensive coordinators will always tell you, I don't have a ton of plays for third and 24. So that's where you just kind of limit it. You get the fans on you a little bit. But you can just see Wisconsin is – there's a lot of swagger on the field, and you're seeing it in the way they're playing, rallying the football. Great start here for the Badgers.
Jack Ansell on to punt. 6:18 left first quarter, 7-0 Wisconsin. Ansell with the kick. It sails toward the near sideline. Badgers got a little pressure on him, and this was not hit particularly well. Let's see where they mark it. Wisconsin will have the ball in Purdue territory. and Badgers will have great field position. Keep on walking. It'll be at the 38-yard line of Purdue when play continues. We will take a break after that 19-yard punt. Calling all Badgers fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. And fans, build your career at Cleary Building Corp. We are committed to your success because people are what we value most. Visit careers at cleary.com today. 6:10 left in the first quarter. Wisconsin 7, Purdue nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Buckle up. It's all systems go at Potawatomi. Plug in to high wattage play and you could win an all-electric BMW i7. Play now through September with your club card. Prize drawings on Thursdays. There's a shocking $800,000 in total prizes on the line, including the luxury BMW i7. It's time to electrify your drive. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. More info at paysbig.com/BMW. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Bad shot, Benny. Wisconsin Steinhoffels during their Badgers sale weekend going on now through the 24th, and you'll get a $100 University Bookstore gift card when you spend over $29.99. Relax. It's Steinhoffels. Great start here for the Badgers. They lead Purdue 7-0 with 6:10 left in the first quarter. And the second Wisconsin possession will start at the Boilermakers' 38-yard line.
In the 38-yard line, that was the case where Purdue shot itself in the foot. But Wisconsin's playing downhill. They're doing some stunting up front, causing some holding penalties, and 20 yards of penalties there, and 39 yards of carries wiped out on those penalties. That's 59 yards of hidden yardage that special teams coach, you're always looking for that. Love that Wisconsin took that penalty, and now with a bad punt, starting at the 38 to go put another 7 on these boys.
Trey Wettig in there at right guard. He played both right and left guard last week as planned, and it's in the rotation here early on tonight at right guard.
Yeah, he's been playing good football, and they're trying to find more ways to get him involved early.
Chaz Manusi, the running back, on first down. Mordecai feeds Chaz up the left hash marks inside the 35, down to the 34-yard line. Malik Langham among those in there defensively for the Boilermakers. Gain of 4 for Malusi, second down and 6 for Wisconsin.
Everything just looks a lot cleaner, and I know that's coach talks about playing clean, starting up front, not having any penetration. That gives these guys chances.
Trips to the right on second down. Mordecai keeps it. He'll run to the left and gets maybe a yard or two. Cole Brevard, or check that, Dylan Thieneman out of the secondary flying in there.
We don't want him taking those hits.
No.
That was violent. You know, he pulled it. That's something we've noticed a lot. The ends crashing down. That's going to help the run game as this game continues to progress.
Third and 5, Wisconsin at the Purdue 33-yard line. 5:18 left first quarter, 7-0 Wisconsin. Will Pauling, Tucker Ashcraft, C.J. Williams out to the right. Chimray D.K. to the left. Play clock is at 10. Mordecai takes the snap. Purdue rushing 3. Tanner throws over the middle. Tight window. Caught by Williams. Bounces off a defender and gets the first down. What work after the catch by C.J. Williams down to the 26-yard line of Purdue.
That was a tight window that Mordecai decided to throw into. And then doubled up with Purdue. Boilermakers right there and bouncing off, picking up a couple. Nicely done there by Williams.
Well, Lucy's still in there at running back, takes the handoff. Now to Pauling on the reverse. Wanted a reverse pass. Still looking. Now he'll throw it. Mordecai catches at the 15 to the 10. And out of bounds goes Tanner Mordecai. A little reverse pass action. Marquise Wilson on the stop. And Will Pauling is one for one through the air as a Wisconsin Badger. And it's now first and goal, Wisconsin, at the 7-yard line of Purdue. Malusi to the right of Mordecai, who takes the snap. He'll give it to Malusi up the right hash marks at the 5 and is driven back there. And that's the outside backer, Nick Scorton, on the stop. His trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers.
That was fun little wrinkle. It's like a little reverse. You send the quarterback, almost like a Philly special, where you run Mordecai out, and the play broke down. Give Paulie credit. He was not going to give up on it. He wanted to throw that pill, and he did.
And it's second and goal at the 6. Pauling slot left, jogs in motion to the right. Mordecai under center, takes the snap, drops the throw, backpedaling, looks, throws left side, end zone, incomplete, wide of the target, intended for Tucker Ashcraft. Dylan Thiedemann on the coverage, and it's now third and goal, Wisconsin, at the 6.
Yeah, needed to sell the fake a little bit more. That's a leak route where you're trying to get the tight end, you push everything out front side, and you hold, and you hope that that linebacker doesn't go with you. I think that was the timing was off a little bit. You could tell it was a throw that gave Purdue a chance to get back out on Ashcraft. That should be, it's designed to be a wide open look. Give Purdue credit.
Williams and Pauling out to the right, DK and Rucci to the left. Mordecai back in the shotgun, takes the snap, looks the throw, looks right, looks left, still looking, bouncing around, steps up, flush to his left, one pump, trying to get to the edge, turns a corner at the 5, Mordecai dives to the end zone, touchdown Wisconsin! Oh, Tanner Mordecai continues to impress, if not dazzle, with his patience and the footwork. He found the edge, and it's 13-0 Wisconsin.
You have an internal clock as a quarterback. He had, I don't know what a real slow watch is. He had about 10 minutes back there. Tick, 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 tick. And he had all the coverage. Purdue decided to flood it, send a bunch of people. The O-line held up all day. And then Mordecai, Purdue's linebacker, had an angle. He beat him to the corner, tucking it past the pylon. What a great play by Tanner Mordecai.
And Nathaniel Vakos on to attempt the extra point. And the kick is in the air, and it is good. Scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 7 plays, 38 yards, took 2 minutes and 44 seconds. Everyday style is easy with Faber looks for family fun and saving a ton. Whether you're savoring the last moments of summer or gearing up for school and all things fall, we've got you covered. Shop Kohl's at Kohl's.com. today. 3:26 left in the first quarter. Wisconsin 14, Purdue nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Are you ready for Badger football? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those epic on-the-field moments. Shields is right there cheering with you. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online, and let's get ready for Badger football. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built for tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi. On Wisconsin, Tanner Mordecai with a couple of rushing touchdowns in his first quarter, the latest from 6 yards away. 3:26 left in the opening period. Wisconsin 14, Purdue nothing.
I think looking back at those first 3 weeks, I kept wondering, because you read that defensive end, and Wisconsin was not doing a lot of that. And I think you try to hold some stuff back. You have to run your system. And tonight, there's no doubt, they are unleashing with the trick play that you saw with Will Pauling. That was not, when it's drawn up that way and it gets kind of beaten down like it did right off the start, you're told, just take it. Hey, they got us. He did not allow himself, Pauling didn't allow himself to get tackled. That play sparked that drive, and then Tanner Mordecai with great protection up front all day. I don't know how many times he tapped the football and looked and looked. And then all kinds of wide open space, made one guy miss and then sprinted to the... He's using his legs. That's another weapon, and you're seeing that tonight.
Two rushing touchdowns last week, two rushing touchdowns in the first quarter tonight. Tracy and Downing, the deep men for Purdue, as Jack Van Dyke on the run up, and this kick is away, and Tracy will let this sail over his head into the end zone for the touchback, and Purdue will have its best field position to start a possession in this opening quarter at its 25-yard line.
You know what I love is when you start looking at emphasis and emphasizing things, whether it's turnovers. You know what? Last week, what'd you hear all week? Got to get some turnovers. Well, valve comes on, 6 turnovers. Fast start. I love it when you see the players kind of take on that message and the challenge that the coaching staff put out, and it's a pretty good start tonight.
Hudson Card leads his offense onto the field. Dylan Downing is in there at running back now. T.J. Sheffield, slot to the right. And motions left on first down. Card reads it, keeps it off the right side. 25-30. Card cutting across the 35-yard line and gets chopped to the turf by Preston Zachman at the 37 and a first down. From the 37-yard line of Purdue, first and 10. Boilermakers in the pistol formation right now. Card, little play fake, back to throw. Fires it to the right side, and that is caught into Wisconsin territory at the 45-yard line. Abdur Rahman Yassin on the catch at the 45 of Wisconsin, first and 10, Purdue.
Yeah, a little too much time there. A good fake that delivered a little bit of extra time for Card to make that throw. That's a big-time throw in a hole in the zone.
The Boilermakers on the move, down 14 to nothing. 2:45 left in the first quarter. Snap to Card. Badgers bringing a little pressure. A throw right seam. A low pass incomplete. Intended for Garrett Miller at the 25-yard line. And it's second and 10 Purdue at the Wisconsin 45.
Well, we saw some guys at his feet, and that's, you know, just getting bodies around the quarterback. Don't give a clean pocket. Paya's got in there just enough to make him short arm that throw. It was a good look for their tight end in the seam of the field.
Miller a little dinged up on that play. He comes out on second down. The handoff to Downing. Hole off the right side. 40, 35 to the 30. Dylan Downing inside the 25. And finally taken to the turf by Nizir Forkurine at the 20-yard line of Wisconsin. So the Boilermakers trying to punch back here late to the first quarter.
A lot of room. A lot of room. Again, the read option. You see it. And Purdue did a nice job of pulling their guard, kicking out. Big run.
Three receivers left, one on the right. Card takes the snap. He'll give it to Downing off the right side. And Hunter Wohler busting into the backfield, gets the tackle for loss. A loss of 3 to be exact at the 23-yard line of Wisconsin, second down and 13.
It's what you're looking for from your impact players. Hey, you're bleeding a little bit. Purdue's moving the football. Let's get Hunter Wohler up on the line of scrimmage. Let's have him cause some havoc. You saw the quarterback try holding that ball, trying to hold Hunter Wohler. He would have none of it.
Slot right, slot left from the Badger 23-yard line. Second down. Badgers bring a little corner pressure. A throw to the left side. That's caught by Tracy in the open field. Stop made by Ricardo Hallman. Right at the line of scrimmage, which is the Wisconsin 23. And it's third down and 13 for the Boilermakers.
Getting good penetration by the boys up front. They, you know, collapsed that pocket a little bit. Made Card get rid of it a little bit quicker than the end. And then nice job in open space there getting him, because that was only him. If he doesn't get him down, still moving.
And movement up front, as I think the Badgers were able to just get Purdue a little jumpy, a false start call.
Start. Offense, number 54. 5-yard penalty, third down.
That is Josh Kaltenberger, the center. Gus Hartwig getting a little run. And Kaltenberger in there now. Or actually, Kaltenberger playing right guard now. He has played center for this Purdue team. Hartwig remains in there at center.
So you do that clap, clap to try and get the defense to show what's going on. But then when the defense does, maybe you as an O-lineman get a little bit jumpy. That's what happened there. Picked up 5 for Wisconsin, making it third, much more long.
Third and 18 for the Badgers, 28-yard line. Card hands off to Tracy off the left side, 25 to the 20-yard line. Tyrone Tracy works his way to the 17. Hunter Wohler on the tackle. Then Purdue brings on the field goal team. And they've got a little issue then in this area. Ben Freehill, say, unavailable tonight. He has handled the field goal kicking. So Julio Macias, a redshirt freshman who's been their kickoff man, is about to attempt his first field goal. This will be a 34-yard try from the left hash mark to try to get the Boilermakers on the board in the final minute of the first quarter. Lines are down. Here's the snap, spot, and the kick is away, and it is good. And they get 3 out of it, courtesy of Julio Macias. We'll step out, 17 seconds left in the first quarter. Wisconsin 14, Purdue 3. Back in a moment, this is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. You know, there are very few things in life worth waiting for. Pizza's done.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm starving. I've been waiting.
I wouldn't do that. It's going to be really...
It's so hot. It's burning my mouth.
A Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza is, it's the epitome of delayed gratification. So when your Brewpub pizza is done and the temptation to dive right in due to the deliciousness of every bite overwhelms you, step back, give it time, and know it's worth the wait. Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza is available in your local grocery store.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter,
the defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Just ask touchdown, taste great teamwork, a successful farm, taste great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit KSIH.com/Badgers. 14-3, Wisconsin leads Purdue with 17 seconds left in the first quarter. I believe Patrick Herb is ready to drop some statistical knowledge on us right now. What do you got, Patrick?
I love a good statistical anomaly, and we've got one right now that may not last for long, so I got to get it in right now. The Tanner Mordecai leads Wisconsin in rushing, passing, and receiving, all three categories. Passing for 20 yards, rushing for 21, and one reception for 19 yards. That is an anomaly.
Early candidate for our difference maker of the game, though, right? That's a heck of a start. But Will Pauling will say, who threw that pass to 10? It was I. Badger defense forces a field goal. Promising drive from Purdue. Caleb Krakover will handle the kickoff duties for the Boilermakers now. Right here in West Lafayette, redshirt junior. Chimray DK and Vinny Anthony are deep for the Badgers.
I just look back at that drive and give Purdue credit. They answered the bell. Wisconsin is going for a knockout. They got points. Hunter Wohler with that play on first down really stopped Purdue's momentum.
You It's Krakover on the approach, and the kick is away. Chimray DK will field this about 5 yards deep, drops to his right knee, and the Badgers will start at their 25-yard line. Tanner Mordecai with touchdown runs of 14 and 6 yards. Among other things he has done, as Patrick was telling us a moment ago.
Yeah, now up front, you know the guys, they're feeling it. Purdue's looking at it, and they're thinking, you have to stop the run. You have to do that. That now, you know, Phil Longo can look at it and say, well, if we got that light, the heavy box, this is the difference. Now you're going to start winging it a little bit, but you're going to force Purdue to make sure that they bring enough manpower to try and stop this running game. They have not been able to do it so far.
Trey Wettig now at left guard for Joe Huber. Michael Furtney back in at right guard on first down. The handoff, Braylon Allen up the middle across the 25, bangs across the 30 up to the 32-yard line. Dylan Thieneman up to make the tackle on what should be the final play of a good first quarter for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Yeah, pulled Malman the right tackle. And what Purdue's doing, they're crashing their ends hard and both times now logging, which means you hook. And that gives Braylon Allen all kinds of space on the edge. Got vertical. Another good start on first down.
Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. A good first 15 for Wisconsin. We are through quarter number one. Wisconsin 14, Purdue 3. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Back at Ross Age Stadium in West Lafayette, a little scoreboard update. I'm Mike Heller. The Brewers can clinch a playoff spot with a win tonight. A 12-run second inning will help go a long way. On that run, they are up 12-0 in Miami. The Cubs won earlier today, so you can't clinch the division yet. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, it's all tomorrow, highlighted by Iowa at Penn State and Ohio State on the road out of conference against Notre Dame. Those are the highlighted games on Saturday afternoon.
Matt. Yeah, Christian Yelich with a home run getting back in the lineup tonight. Good to see that. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 14-3 Wisconsin. We get set for the second quarter. We check in again with Patrick Hurd.
Well, there's two disturbing trends that are carrying over if you're a Purdue fan watching this game. Last week against Syracuse, they allowed the Syracuse quarterback Garrett Schrader to rush for 195 yards and four touchdowns. They also were penalized 11 times in that game. So far through one quarter here, those things are carrying over, that they have been penalized four times in that first quarter. And as we've talked about a lot, Tanner Mordecai's hurting him with his feet, 21 yards and a pair of scores. Vastly different quarterback than they faced last week for Syracuse, but some of the same disturbing trends if you're a Boilermaker fan.
Braylon Allen, four totes for 21 yards. Chez Malusi, three for 16. Hudson Card, six out of eight, but just 27 yards through the air. As the Badgers just dominated that first quarter and trying to continue those dominant ways offensively, starting the second. The Badgers have a second and three at their 32-yard line.
Yeah, it's just been really glowing what the guys up front have been doing, and it had not been the case. These guys set the tone, and I thought early in these games, early in the season, they have not. You're seeing it tonight. There's movement. Guys are kicking out guys. They're logging guys. They're giving space for their quarterback and running back.
Slot right, slot left. Braylon Allen, the running back, to the left of Tanner Mordecai, who gets the shotgun snap, and he's going to pull it down and run. Hit behind the line of scrimmage, bounces off the tackle attempt, gets the first down. Up across the 35-yard line. Thiedemann at the stop at the 36. Some good yards after contact.
Yeah, nice little patient run there. Design quarterback drag. Got Braylon Allen leading up on the mic. Guy getting the backfield, made him kind of shimmy a little bit. Didn't panic. Got north and south, picked up the first down.
Skyler Bell comes out slot to the right. Bryson Green wide to the right. On first and 10, Mordecai will read it, keep it. Angles to the right, flag down to the backfield. Mordecai races to the boundary behind the line of scrimmage. He had nowhere to go. And they'll mark it right at the line of scrimmage at 36-yard line. But see what we got here.
Holding offense, number 63. Turn their penalty, first down.
I'm guessing I'm not going to agree with this, but let's take a look.
It'll be the second Wisconsin penalty. Purdue was hit four times for 40 yards.
Ugh.
I take that as a
Well, it's not. You know what? Listen, I know I'm a homer, and I get he locked his guy out, and when Mordecai ended up running around, it looked as if, and again, you got, I don't know, is this a big acting school, Purdue? Because he threw his head back like he had been. Don't agree.
I got that impression. On first down, the handoff to Allen, hit behind the line of scrimmage, trying the left side there on first and 20. And he's able to get to the 29-yard line. Second down and 17 for Wisconsin.
Purdue's going to bring more bodies down into the box, and that was Braylon just kind of ran into his guy and was able to pick up a couple. Not great up front there on that one.
C.J. Williams out to the left. Bryson Green to the right. Skyler Bell slot to the right. Hayden Rucci, the tight end, motions left to right. On second down and long, Mordecai will fake the handoff to Braylon. Looking, throws to Allen. Right side, tries to turn it up across the 35 and forced out of bounds at about the 37 or 38-yard line in Wisconsin territory. So doable here. It's still third and long. Third down and about eight as the Badgers getting behind the chain here after that holding penalty. Third and eight, Wisconsin from its own 38-yard line.
Yeah, I like that from Braylon a lot better. Early in the season, we've seen a lot of swing passes where you're asking him to make a bunch of guys miss in space there. Got up the field a little bit. Nice, easy catch. Got north and south, and you got a manageable third down after the holding call.
Three receivers left, one on the right. Snap to Mordecai. Purdue rushing four. Tanner with time. Look, shoots it to the left, and it is caught by C.J. Williams. Oh, trying to measure it was Botros Alessandro for the INT, but the pass got to Williams in time, and C.J. on his knees gets the first down at the Purdue 47-yard line.
Very fortunate right there. That was really good coverage. Great focus there to be able to bring that in. That was very lucky, but it worked.
Badgers now 4 of 4, converting on third down. First and 10 at the Purdue 47-yard line. Bell slot left, C.J. Williams wide left. Braylon Allen to the left of the quarterback. Mordecai will hand it to Allen. Up the left hash marks inside the 45, and he leans to the 41-yard line of Purdue. Sanusi Kane out of the secondary up to make the tackle. They'll place at the 42 of the Boilermakers. A gain of 5. Second down coming up for the Badgers.
Pulled left tackle. Nelson again kicked out. And that was really nifty footwork by Braylon. Double cut. A bounce cut. And then just got north and south.
Second down and 10. Lucy in the backfield now. Mordecai with the pass. That's deflected. Incomplete. Just got smacked right at the line of scrimmage. And it's now third down and 5 for Wisconsin. That looked like that might have been Suleiman Paca on the defensive line making the play for Purdue.
Yeah, Bordolini had his hands outside a little bit, got him back in, and Mordecai was looking over the middle. You're a D lineman, you get stopped on your pass rush, get that big paw, read Mordecai's eyes, and was able to bat it down.
Three receivers right, one on the left. Third and 5 Wisconsin at the Purdue 42-yard line. Lucy is the running back. As Mordecai gets the snap, hands to Chez, gets the left edge, 40, 35 to the 30-yard line, and out of bounds. Scorchin forces Malusi out of the 29 of the far side as another first down. The Badgers 5 for 5, converting on third down.
Great job by the left side of Wisconsin's offensive line. And again, Jack Nelson, I've been saying that name a lot. He had his guy locked up and put him on skates that gave the edge for Braylon to pick up the first down and a lot more.
11:20 left in the half, 14-3 Wisconsin. Badgers a first and 10 at the Purdue 29-yard line. Mordecai back to throw, three-man rush, Tanner looking. Now he'll toss it to the right, caught by Bryson Green, and he gets sandwiched at the 27-yard line. Markevious Brown is there, along with Kadron Jenkins. D-back and a linebacker, respectively. A gain of 2, second down and 8 from the 27 of the Boilermakers.
Purdue's having a really hard time trying to generate any type of pass rush there. What they're trying to do is get the nose on Bordellini, thinking they can win that battle, spreading it out, rushing 3. Bordellini locking up the nose, and then you have 2 guys on each. Rushing 3 is not working. Wisconsin pulled it up really well.
Mordecai surveys the defense on second down. Tanner looks to throw, shoots it to the left. That's caught by C.J. Williams, trying to break free. Cannot. Good stop in the open field by Marquise Wilson at the 20-yard line. Third down and 1. C.J. had designs on breaking that and taking it to the house.
That was a designed run. Mordecai saw something. Purdue brought another guy down in the box. Just took the easy pitch and catch. And nice job by Purdue getting him down on the ground. Otherwise, that's a tutter. But he did get him down, setting up a 3rd and 1.
Well, the 20-yard line of Purdue. Mordecai will give it to Malusi, and he'll squeeze through for the first down. Needed 1, got 2. So Nusi Kane with help on the tackle. And it's a 1st and 10 Wisconsin at the 18-yard line. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. 9:39 left in the half, 14-3 Wisconsin.
That's just a good, hard, physical run. There was not much there. 3rd and 1, Purdue selling out to try and stop it. Malusi was having none of it.
12th play of the drive coming up. Snather Bell, slot left, motions right. First down, Mordecai reads it, keeps it, angles to his right, throws to Skyler Bell inside the 15-yard line. Cam Allen with help will check Bell out of bounds at the 10-yard line of Purdue on a gain of 8.
Just really alert and smart. Mordecai makes his read, sees that the end crashes down, pulls the ball out. Skyler Bell out in the flat, makes the guy miss, gets vertical, picks up what, 8?
8 yards, yep, 2nd and 2 at the Purdue 10-yard line. Bell slot left, Rucci slot right, shotgun snap to Mordecai, 3-man rush. Tanner weaving through traffic, cutting left inside the 10-yard line, and he gets belted. Looks like short of the first down. It'll be 3rd down and about 1 yard here for Wisconsin.
Yeah, unfortunately, nicely drawn up play. Quarterback draw, and unfortunately, Trey just missed his linebacker. If he picks that block up, I think Mordecai scores. It happens, it was out in space. And that sets up a 3rd and very short.
Kadron Jenkins on the tackle. Cole Brevard on the defensive line shaking up for Purdue. And we will take a timeout. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. We'll step away. 8:37 left in the first half. Wisconsin 14, Purdue 3. Back in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
The Cardinal and White play here.
More fullback love for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers, just like the claim, the Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts are 46 years of triumph. Check one out at your Ford dealer. Cole Brevard, the injured Purdue Boilermaker. Joe Anderson now on the defensive line for Purdue. 14-3, Wisconsin leading with 8:37 left in the first half. The Badgers have a 3rd-and-1 at the Purdue 9.
Really seeing a lot of design plays, and with what Purdue's doing on defense.